Kellogg's Pep.
The Super Delicious Cereal presents...
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, to Editor Perry White's astonishment, Jimmy Olsen has suddenly disappeared. We'll join him in a moment for further details. But right now, let's hear what happened to Dan McCullough when he was walking down the block this morning.
Well, doggone. Rusty.
Huh? Oh, hi, Dan.
Hey, what gives, Rusty? What's that you're nailing to the playground fence?
It's a list.
A list?
Yeah, a list of comic buttons we're all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep.
Yes, but all the kids know about those comic buttons. In fact, a few of them have collected pretty near all 18 of them. Why the list?
Well, this is sort of a chart of duplicates we all want to trade.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, I get it. On one side, you've got all the kids' names, then the duplicate buttons that they all have to swap, then the names of the buttons they need.
Yeah. See, there's your cousin Dara. She has two Orphan Annie buttons, and she needs either Skeezix or Superman.
Hey, this looks like a smart idea, Rusty. Sort of organizes your comic button trading. But, say, is it okay to nail the sign on the fence?
Oh, sure. I asked Miss Roberts first if I could.
Good for you, Rusty. Well, that's really getting busy on collecting those swell comic buttons, isn't it, gang? Because nobody wants to miss out on a single one. They're so doggone smart-looking, and they're such exciting fun to collect that, well, you want to get them all. And you can, too. Sure, easy as anything. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these comic buttons anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Inside every package, there's your exclusive prize. A brilliant colored comic button from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
A strange and baffling mystery is threatening our friends on the Daily Planet. First, Lois Lane claimed that her Siamese cat had been talking to her in a human voice, warning her against Perry White. Then, Lois mysteriously disappeared. Jimmy Olsen was the next to hear the cat talk, and it warned him against Perry White. Finally, Jimmy and White seemingly heard the cat speak, this time in Lois's voice, begging them to come to her aid at a house on Myrtle Drive. Jimmy and White drove to the house, an old deserted mansion on the outskirts of Metropolis, where in the musty darkness they heard weird laughter and strange voices whispering their names. But when Jimmy swung his pencil flashlight around the rooms, they could see no one. Suddenly, they heard Lois call to them. But as they started forward, Jimmy disappeared. As we continue now, Perry White, with the aid of Jimmy's flashlight, is searching frantically for the boy reporter. Listen.
Jim! Jim, where are you? Jim! What happened? Where are you?
Good God, Perry. Those voices again. They're right in this room. But I can't see anyone. I'm going crazy. I know I am. Jim! Jim, Lois! Where are you, Jim?
Jimmy Olsen.
Jim, Lois! Where are you?
Perry White and Jimmy Olsen.
Perry White.
Lois!
Calling desperately, Perry White stumbles about the dark, dust-laden, mysteriously empty room. Meanwhile, having failed to find any trace of Lois as Superman, Clark Kent, deeply worried, has arrived at Editor White's suburban home. In the kitchen, he's questioning Poco, Perry White's fat little cook, who, as you remember, speaks only in rhyme.
Now, wait a minute, Poco. Let's get this straight. Do you mean to tell me you heard the cat talk, too?
Yes, Mr. Kent. Strange as it seems, I was here in my kitchen when I heard screams.
Screams?
Oh, such terrible screams, they gave me a fright. And they came from the mouth of our Mr. White.
Mr. White? I thought you said the cat.
Oh yes, the cat. I'm coming to that.
Oh, all right, get to it. Just give me the facts and never mind the rhymes, Poco.
It really takes me much more time to think of words which do not rhyme.
All right, tell me in rhyme then, but talk fast, Poco. What about the cat, and where did Mr. White and Jim go?
Oh, they went to help poor Lois Lane.
Lois?
Hey, we heard her voice so clear and plain.
You heard Lois's voice? When? Where?
It came from the mouth of a cat.
What?
As true as I'm short and fat.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Poco.
It's true, Mr. Kent. I swear it's true.
But
I heard her as clearly as I hear you.
You heard Lois's voice come from the cat?
Yes, Mr. Kent. She was pleading for aid. Oh, dear, I was never so afraid.
Of all the... You say you heard Lois's voice talking and asking for help?
Yes, she was indeed. She told them to come with haste and speed. Oh, Mr. White phoned you, but you were away, so off they went without delay.
Where did they go?
Oh, to help Miss Lane.
I know, but where, Poco? Where?
Oh, to... Oh. Oh, yes. First a number that rhymes with gate.
What?
Number 8.
8?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Then a number that rhymes with snow.
What?
Oh, that would be the cipher O.
8? Oh, all right, then what? Good heavens, can't you tell me without all this rhyming gibberish?
Oh, don't scold me, please. I get confused, well, and then my poor brain is all abused.
All right, I'm sorry. Do it your way. You said 8, and then O. Then what?
Then... Oh, yes, I know. The final number rhymes with heaven.
7?
Yes. How did you guess?
All right, we have 807. Now, what does the next number rhyme with?
Oh, first gate, then snow, then heaven.
Yes?
That's the number, 807.
Oh, good. All right, now what about the street, Poco? And don't tell me you remember that by a rhyme.
Oh, of course I did.
Oh.
It's the name of a girl.
A girl?
And it rhymes with some creature as small as a squirrel.
Oh, come on, Poco, what is it?
I'm thinking. Was it a rabbit? No. Was it a bird? No.
Come on.
Was it a frog? No. Was it a dog? No.
Good heavens, do we have to go through the whole animal kingdom? Think, Poco, think. Lois is in trouble. Mr. White and Jimmy may be in trouble, too.
Oh, hurry, worry. You've got my brain in a terrible flurry. Oh,
all right, now, steady down. Take it easy.
I warned you that abusing me would only end in confusing me.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to abuse you. Just relax now and try to think. You said the street had a girl's name, right?
Yes, and the name rhymed with...
Yes?
Shame. I've forgotten the name.
Oh, of all the crazy... Look, never mind, Poco. We'll try it another way. I'll run through as many girls' names as I can, and if I hit the right one, you stop me.
I'm a fool.
All right, never mind. Now, let's see. Abigail. Abigail? Anne? There's a Queen Anne's Court in Metropolis. Is it that?
No, not that.
Oh, dear. B. Barbara. Betty.
It came. I have the name.
You have? Well, what is it?
Turtle.
Turtle? I never heard of a turtle street.
Oh, it rhymes with turtle.
Oh.
Bertle, curtle, dirtle, furtle.
Girtle, hurtle, jertle, curtle.
Myrtle.
Myrtle. Wait, that's a girl's name.
Yes, and the name of the street we seek, which I heard Miss Lane and the strange cat speak.
There's a Myrtle Drive.
The name is the same.
807 Myrtle Drive. All right, now listen, Poco. The cat is sleeping in Mr. White's room. Close the door so it can't get away. Do you understand?
Oh, I won't go near it. I greatly fear it.
Oh, it won't hurt you. Just close the bedroom door. I'll see you later. It's dark, so out of these clothes in a hurry. Talking cat, speaking in Lois's voice. It's ridiculous. There's something queer going on here. Something I don't understand. But I intend to find out.
As Superman... Here we are, all set. Up, up, and away!
Leaping from Perry White's lawn, Superman streaks away through the night sky to the outskirts of the city, where he drops down before the dark, deserted mansion at 807 Myrtle Drive. Pushing open the sagging door, he strides into the house. Startled, Perry White, still searching for Jimmy, challenges him.
Who's there?
Don't be frightened, Mr. White. It's Superman.
Oh, yeah? Now, you stay away from me.
But I tell you, I'm Superman.
And I'm the king as I am. You keep away from me now. I've got a gun.
You haven't got any gun, but you have a flashlight. Shine it on me and you'll see who I am.
I can't. I wore the battery out looking for...
For whom? Where's Jim?
As if you didn't know.
As if I... Now, wait.
No, don't come any closer. I'll hit you with a chair. You're one of them.
One of whom?
The voices.
Voices?
You took Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen away.
Jim? What happened to him?
Oh, look. Look, who are you? Well, what did you do to Lois? And where did you take Jimmy?
I didn't.
What do you want of us? Oh, please bring them back. Tell me where they are. I'm going crazy.
We're not getting anywhere this way.
Where are you going?
There's a package of matches on the floor. I've got to prove to you who I am.
Oh, those are my matches. I lost them before. You mean you can see them in the dark?
Of course I can.
Then maybe you are.
See for yourself. I'll strike a match. There.
You are Superman. Thank heaven.
Well, at least we've got that settled. Between you and Poco, it's a wonder I'm not hearing cat talks, too. All right, now, tell me quickly what happened.
Well, just a little while ago in this very room, Jim and I heard Lois call to us.
You're sure it was Lois?
Why, of course I am. Don't you think I know Lois's voice? And she was right in this room with the other voices.
What other voices?
Well, they kept saying, Perry White, Jimmy Olsen. Perry White, Jimmy Olsen, until I thought I'd go mad. Then we heard Lois, and right after that, Jim disappeared.
What?
It's as true as I'm standing here. Oh, find him, Superman. Find him. He's somewhere in this house, and so is Lois.
No, they're not.
They must be.
I tell you, they're not. And what's more, Lois was never here.
She is. She is. I heard her.
You couldn't have. And you couldn't have heard those other voices either. Except for you and Jim, nobody's been in this house tonight.
What does Superman mean? How could Perry White and Jimmy Olsen have heard the strange voices if nobody has been in the house? We'll return in a moment for the amazing climax of today's episode, but for first, here again is your announcer.
You know, there's one thing I'm sure about, that both fellows and girls hate to miss out on anything exciting. That's why all the gang's getting such a kick out of collecting those nifty comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Because you're really in the swim when you sport a jacket or a dress or cap with these colorful buttons pinned on. And you want everybody to know how many different funny paper characters you've collected. And you know, it's even more exciting to trade duplicates with your friends. Of course, these comic buttons are really worth collecting. They're true-to-life pictures straight from the funny papers. And they're done up in brilliant colors, so they show up like anything. Now, how you get these comic buttons is important. You don't send in any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you some of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And inside every package, there's your exclusive prize. Remember, that's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In the musty darkness of the old house on Myrtle Drive where Jimmy Olsen mysteriously disappeared, Superman has just startled Perry White by saying...
Except for you and Jim, nobody has been in this house tonight.
Well, you're wrong.
I'm not wrong, Mr. White. There are only two sets of footprints in this room. Yours and Jim's.
What?
Yes. And there are no other footprints anywhere else in the house. Why, the dust is 2 or 3 inches thick on the floors. No one could have walked in without leaving footprints.
Then how... Good heavens, Superman. Don't tell me I'm out of my mind. Wait, I can't be. Jim, what happened to Jim? He was right here with me.
I can't understand.
Help!
It.
What's that?
What?
Help what? Me. Mr. White, help me.
Good Godfrey, that's Jim.
Yes.
Help me, Mr. White. I'm with Lois. Please help us. Help.
Jim, where are you? Superman, he's right here. He's in this room.
No, he isn't.
He is. You heard him yourself.
Yes, I heard him, but he's not in this room. What's more, he's not in this house. I can't understand it, Mr. White. I don't know where his voice is coming from.
Help us, Mr. White. Help us. Please help us. Help. Help.
Startled, help. Superman stands in the darkness with a trembling help. Perry White listening to Jimmy's voice coming out of nowhere. The Man of Steel strains every sense and nerve, trying to fathom this weird, baffling mystery, which even he seems unable to solve. What has happened to Jimmy Olsen and to Lois Lane? And what is the secret of the strange voices? Can you figure it out? Well, be sure to listen tomorrow when something even more amazing happens. Tune in, same time, same station, for another exciting episode of The Mystery of the Talking Cat in The Adventures of Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC Publications. Want to hear a scoop? A big scoop of Kellogg news? Well, listen to this. Kellogg's variety is back. Yes, Kellogg's have scooped 6 of their most famous cereals into this grand variety carton. One carton containing 10 separate generous size packages. So now, it's easier for Mom. She just gets Kellogg's variety, and everybody at the breakfast table can eat his favorite cereal fresh from its own box. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. Ask Mom right away to get Kellogg's variety. It's swell, no fooling. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.